Good day, beautiful people. Another episode of United by Stoke, Cultivating Community. And on today's episode, I would like to chat to you about the new relevance I personally felt this Remembrance Day here in Canada, celebrated on November 11th. Other countries call it Veterans Day. We call it Remembrance Day. And I just want to let you know how it hit different for us this year. I'm not really sure why, I'm going to be honest, but it hit a fuck ton different. Obviously, all of us kind of grew up going to school. You know, you had the moment of silence. At least when I was in school, you actually, it wasn't like a holiday yet. I think now everybody, you know, takes the day off type thing. But we used to have a moment of silence. We used to have big, you know, the auditoriums were full, the gyms were full. We used to have like a ceremony, a celebration, and it was what it was. We were kids, you know, you knew the importance of it. And as an adult, you know, just step into getting finished high school and the university and all that, you know, you have your moment of silence, 11-11, right? Take that minute, you do your thing. And for some people it's relevant, some people it's not. Anyway, over the last couple of years, since this whole uniqueness has happened in the lovely world we live in, I don't know, but this year it hit crazy different. Like, I'm talking crazy different. We noticed a lot of gyms, like I mentioned earlier, took the day off, which was crazy to us because we are CrossFitters. So if you are in understanding what CrossFit is, that we have a fuck ton of hero wads, meaning we represent for the fire, for the police, and for the military. It's something we do. As irrelevant as that sounds, we pay homage. We show our respect by doing these crazy workouts. And Thursday was Remembrance Day here. Most gyms, like I said, were closed. We put in work. We opened up our gym and we went hard, right? We put in overtime. We love what we do. And that was that. Now, yesterday, what we ended up doing was the actual Hero Wad Chad, which was 1,000 box step-ups weighted with 45-pound plates. And you stepped up on a box which was 20 inches high. Fair enough. I personally wasn't going to do it. You know, I said, man, we worked out yesterday. We did a wad yesterday. We went live. We shouted out the veterans. We did what we did. But there was a couple guys in the team that wanted to do it. And I succumbed to peer pressure and we did it. And I tell you what, we went live. We had the most people join our live that we ever did. And again, I was reluctant to even do this, right? I was like, man, I'm feeling a little sore. But I'm going to say something right now that we all felt. We felt this urgency to represent for our freedom. We felt the actual, what's the word I'm looking for? The respect was due. The dues needed to be paid for those that came before us. And it was something like we never felt. You know, it was an hour. We're going to say it was about an hour plus to finish this thing. And I'm telling you, there were times where I felt this tingling sensation. We all did, actually, at different times. And there was one time where we all did. We got emotional. There was tears flowing. It was like nothing we had ever felt before. It was unique. It was amazing. And we felt not just good about it, but it was our duty. You know, it was our way of showing up for those who showed up for us so that we can live in this fucking free country we have. And I think now more than ever, team, we've got to pay those respects. It's like they're being erased almost, you know what I mean? And it's up to us to represent for them. So this year's WAD, this year's Veterans Day hit different. And I now see it going into the future that more than ever, these little freedoms we take for granted every day, like just being able to wake up happy and take a warm shower, have a little food, you know, these type of things we've got came from somewhere, and we really need to pay those respects. So from the Raven team, we humbly take a knee and bow to all those that have risked their lives for us. We appreciate you, we love you, and we will never forget. And we promise to forever show up and represent hard at the RTF. Much love. Talk to you guys soon. And the fee, always the fee. Show love for each other. Let's care for each other and let's pay it forward, squad. Love you all. Talk to you soon.